In the Middle East, doctors treating Yasser Arafat still cannot say what exactly is ailing the Palestinian leader. He's been ill for a couple of weeks at his compound in Ramallah on the West Bank. Yesterday, he lost consciousness for a while. His health worsened. With us from his compound is NPR's Julie McCarthy. Julie, what is the latest on Mr. Arafat's health?
Well, what we're getting here, Alex, are some rather rosy assessments of the Palestinian leader's health. One Israeli Arab member of the Knesset, who actually came to see what was happening here, emerged from Arafat's compound to say that the Palestinian leader is stable and that 14 doctors are attending to him. But again, we are short on facts. There seems to be a very strong desire to manage the situation politically, and therefore there's very little solid information coming out and say that Arafat's fate right now is in the hands of this medical team and that they will make the decision on whether to move him from the Mukata, this headquarters, either to a hospital in Ramallah or someplace else.
Well, how are the Palestinians seeing these events?
Well, this is kind of it runs the gamut, but I think generally you could say that people are expressing a sense of grief. People are upset mostly. Many are upset because they don't know the facts. Still, others have expressed this very fatalistic sense that it's in God's hands. They expect some sort of divine intervention to be at hand and that he's going to have some sort of recovery. Other people are in complete denial. But there is this overriding sense of being lost. People just feel a little bit lost, a little untethered right now. Interestingly, women tended to think that there's going to be chaos in the streets. They're quite concerned about the security should Mr. Arafat no longer be on the scene.
What is the reaction in Israel, Julie? I mean, the Israelis have long wanted Mr. Arafat gone, but there is no successor, so it's not really very clear what's going to happen.
No, it's not. But, you know, Alex, the Israelis are very concerned that they not be seen as interfering in any way with medical treatment. That seems to be the foremost thing on their minds right now. They have closely scrutinized Arafat's health for a long time. Today, they're watching developments very carefully. Prime Minister Sharon has already agreed to waive all restrictions and limitations on Arafat's movement. And this afternoon, a senior advisor to the Prime Minister answer the question that's been hanging fire all day, saying that if Arafat leaves for medical reasons, Israel will guarantee his safe return.
Julie, you said that the situation is unclear. I'll just say that bulletins are clearing the wires. Very often he's going to Jordan, he's going to Paris, he's going here, he's going there. It really is very uncertain what's going on there.
It is. It's a cliffhanger. We don't know the condition he's in. We don't know what the doctors have concluded. We don't know how he feels about it. We don't know when his wife is going to be arriving, who hasn't seen him in 3 years. Everything about this, up to and including how all of this affects the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and any sort of hope for a renewal in negotiations between the two sides, all of this is an uncertain tabula rasa tonight.
We'll stay with you for updates. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.